when you look at the myriad of commitments that obviously have been made in the past, I think a lot of what I'm hearing when I'm talking to different African countries is how can countries around the world, developed, emerging, basically stand true to their commitments. And so I think what we will hear, not only within the context of loss and damage, is all of the commitments made is, can we start to see the money? So I think you'll see kind of a show me the money attitude. And I think another aspect of the climate conversation that you will hear not only at UNGA, but also at COP27 is around adaptation and really trying to find increased investment in adaptation. The last, I think, will be just a call for partnerships, multi-sectoral partnerships, really saying how can the private sector, philanthropy, really play a greater role in helping countries achieve climate targets.
If that does happen, you know, the public-private partnerships and trying to help these African countries and to boost their economic development and so forth in the face of climate change, how do you see that playing out? Like, just give me a couple of examples of how that could go.
I think we'll see the financial sector is definitely making greater commitments, either through platforms like GFANS or as individual financial institutions really being more thoughtful about their clients and the environmental impact of their clients, but equally thinking through how they can make it easier for regular people to access greener technologies. I think it might be Nedbank in South Africa now has financing for solar equipment. And so people could get low-cost loans to actually access solar panels for their houses. There's also the case of a partnership of African Development Bank and Bank of America that are also looking at kind of climate initiatives on the continent. So I think besides kind of setting their own targets, I think at least I'm hearing a lot of the desire to really get down to solutions that impact people's daily lives.
Do richer countries have a moral obligation to pay for loss and damage in places like the Horn of Africa, where we're seeing all kinds of impacts of climate change already?
I think a lot is in the process of being done. And I mean, in richer countries, it depends on the country. So if you look at the U.S., a lot is being done, you know, through U.S. aid and the like. So I think there is assistance going towards loss and damage in different ways, but I don't think it's necessarily always packaged as loss and damage. Having said that, I think that from an African perspective, you will see, I think there will be kind of the need for greater clarity on types of assistance coming in.